Hello and welcome to Docs That Rock.
Hello, I'm Sherida.
And I'm Tracy.
Docs That Rock is a weekly podcast where we review documentaries. And this week we're going to look at Three Identical Strangers. But before we do that...
Yes?
The Oscars.
Yes.
Who won Best Documentary, Tracy?
Yes, Free Solo won.
Yay. But you know what? It was apparently very tight between those two, RBG.
Yeah.
And Free Solo.
Yeah, I heard that RBG and Free Solo were like neck and neck in the odds for the betters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I just was disappointed with the Oscars overall.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I think the hosting thing was a bad idea.
The no host, yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple of kind of obvious mistakes and stuff, like the orchestra playing over one of the producers.
Like Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with the highlight, and Olivia Colman's speech.
Oh yeah.
And otherwise,
Olivia Colman.
Otherwise, you could skip the whole thing, though.
Yeah. No. Well, of course, like Billy Porter's amazing tuxedo gown, stunning eleganza. I have to say, it was one of the lesser exciting showbiz Oscars.
Ever.
But I did like a nice little touch, because when they went up to receive the Oscar, they did actually say that, you know, a special thanks to Sonny, Alex Hammond's partner, because she climbed her own mountain that day. I thought that was a lovely touch.
It was lovely. Yay. It just wasn't worth watching 3 hours for.
Oh, crazy
yeah,
stuff.
You know, I get excited every year and I get my champagne and I get ready, and I didn't even open it.
Really?
Yeah. There was just nothing really
the
there.
The moment didn't happen.
No.
I always kind of felt like, oh, it'll get better, it'll, you know.
Mm, but it didn't.
No. That's an unfortunate turn of events.
Oh, well, but maybe still, next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. But it was overall a good year for documentaries, I felt. So, exciting times maybe.
Yes, and Period, End of Sentence did win.
Yeah.
Which I was glad
did
about.
You see that?
Mm.
For anyone that don't know that, that's won the Period, End of Sentence won the documentary short. It's 25 minutes long and it's available to view on Netflix Ireland and probably Netflix US, I'm imagining, as well.
Well, definitely Ireland UK and probably US, but sometimes they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So... Sherida.
Mm-hmm. Have you got news for Sheeds?
Oh, I do, actually. I have news for you on stats.
Yay.
People are listening.
That's nice.
That's the news. you know, we always get surprise stats where, you know, we watch them and the cities are all completely different.
Yeah.
Well, this week we have one surprise city, which I shall reveal to you now.
The suspense.
Canoas, Brazil.
Wow.
So we have Ashburn, Virginia.
Yeah.
As number one. Canoa, Brazil as number two. And then Dublin, Ireland, which is kind of surprising because it really hadn't featured a lot anywhere. And then we are trending in Jamaica in their podcast charts.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it was a good week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
I know. Yes. It must be since Suri knows our name.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm going to blame her for everything now.
Yes. Suri, Suri. Yes, but now this week we're going to talk about Three Identical Strangers.
Yes, Oscar nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And Three Identical Strangers is a 2008 Ean documentary directed by Tim Wardle. And it's a fascinating story, which, like all of the ones that are very hard to believe, is completely true.
Yes, it is completely true. Shall we play the trailer?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't believe the story if someone else were telling it, but it's true, every word of it. It started when I went to college. It was the first day of school. All these people are coming up to me saying, Eddie, how are you? Eddie, hi. I'm like, my name's not Eddie. I don't know what you're talking about.
As soon as this guy turned around, I knew it was Eddie's double. I said, you're not going to believe this. You have a twin brother.
Oh, my God. As I reach out to knock on the door, it opens. And there I am. His eyes are my eyes, and my eyes are his eyes, and it's true.
And then the story went from being amazing to incredible.
It was an article to Twins Reunited. I think I might be the third.
When people ask me, what is the most remarkable story you ever encountered? I tell them it's the story of the triplets.
You guys have been on the front page of every newspaper in the world.
True.
They were more like clones than they were like brothers.
It was a miracle.
There was nothing that could keep us apart.
That's when things kind of got funky.
Something was just not right.
They separated these boys at birth.
The parents had never been told that there were two other children.
What was the purpose?
Why? How could you not tell us?
They're trying to conceal what they did from the people they did it to.
When you play with humans, you do something very wrong.
It would be evil enough to come up with something like this.
There's a lot of powerful people who would like to have this story silenced.
There's still so much that we don't know.
It boggles the mind.
It's a mystery. I'd like to know the truth.
Do you know what I like about that documentary is that the pace is very quick in it. Just like it is in the trailer, it's like just hit after hit after hit. You know, you never kind of, it's very well written, and there's never a moment where you're kind of going, oh, will this ever be over? Or you
you're not getting bored. No, not for a moment.
Mm.
And they do hit on, in the trailer, they hit on the fact that there are jaw-dropping moments, and there really are, where you just, you know, I love when a movie does that for me. You know, I was cooking whilst watching it, and I kept having to stop and go, oh my God, I'm loving this. This is great. So, yeah, so it's such a good movie, and it won the special jury prize at Sundance.
Yeah.
So it's gotten a lot of recognition, and it's a fun movie to watch, even though, you know, there's some serious subject matter in it, but it's fun.
It gets quite serious, but I think that the reason why it's so fun is these three guys, Eddie, Bobby and David. The way they found each other after being separated, they're just hilarious. You know, they were just really hilarious in the same room. And the story keeps you so distracted that there's one glaringly obvious thing that's missing from the get-go that I completely didn't cop onto until about, like, there was a reveal about a third of the way into the documentary. So spoilers at this stage.
Yes, it's all good. And I mean, the way that it opens for me is fantastic. There, you know, there are, like any documentary, there are so many different ways that they could have started this movie. So many for this particular movie. And they chose to start at the moment of discovery.
Yeah.
So when one of the triplets is going to college and everybody on campus is waving at him and saying, hey, hey. And he just has never seen any of them before, but they feel that they know him. And finally somebody says, hey, Eddie. And he's, my name's not Eddie. And his triplet, fellow triplet, actually attended that college before.
The year before, yeah. And Eddie, his fellow triplet's best friend, rocks up into his dorm expecting to see Eddie. But seeing Bobby and knowing there's a slight difference, but really having to look and say, okay, you've got to be a twin. You just have to be a twin. And that night they met for the first time. The photographs, Tracy.
I mean, you see some twins and triplets that look more like siblings.
Yeah.
But these are actually identical.
Yeah.
And they have a distinct look.
Really distinct.
Mm.
Yeah. And what was very interesting then was later on, not because of the way they look or because someone looks like them, but because the third in the set, David, was looking at a photograph of these two men talking in a newspaper, and there was a shot of their hands. He identified that he might be a third triplet because he had similar hands. And I just think that that's a lovely little detail in the story.
Mm, it's really, really cute. And it's lovely. The way that they've told it is so lovely. And that they got to find each other again. And once you get through, you know, all of those reveals, you're wondering where this goes. And then it takes a whole other journey.
A complete completely different journey for them. Obviously, they become quite famous and people are talking about them. But while they're getting distracted with all of that and trying to launch an acting career, their parents are like, how did we not know that the boys that we adopted had, you know, siblings? We would have taken all three. And they're all collectively really angry. And they basically are trying to figure out how this happened. So they go back to the Lisa Wise Adoption Agency.
Yes, and at this point, I, along with most of the viewers probably, I was thinking, gosh, you know, they were just an inept adoption agency. They just forgot to suggest, and gosh, what a terrible thing to have happened. They could have grown up together if only somebody had joined the dots at the agency. But that's not what happened at all.
No.
It becomes quite apparent that something sinister was at work.
Indeed, a deep undercurrent of lies. So when the parents did meet with Lisa Wise, one of them had forgotten his umbrella, and he returned and found them drinking champagne as if they got away with something, which kind of raised a few question marks. I found it very interesting that while this was happening, the triplets were going on talk shows, and there was a lot about, you know, oh my God, you like pizza, I like pizza too. Oh my God, you like older women, I like older women too. So even though they'd been separated, there were some things they had in common, which started this debate about nature versus nurture. So is it in your nature to like things or to have certain aspects of your personality? Or is that nurtured? Do you learn it from society? Do you learn it from your family? So a lot of people were talking to the triplets about this, but it transpires in the big reveal that they were actually deliberately separated at birth, very consciously so, into three different families from three different socioeconomic groups in order to test the nature versus nurture theory and get a definitive answer either way.
Yes, it was all planned.
It was all planned.
They were part of a great experiment.
Yeah.
A secret experiment.
Mm-hmm. And the new backer twin experiment, in fact. And it just takes a horribly sinister turn. The Lisa Wise Adoption Agency had been advised and had been funded by, I think it was the Jewish family.
That organisation. But also that doesn't explain why to this day records are locked down. So I would say that their funding sources are questionable at best.
Mm.
You don't know who. It has to be government related because obviously there's a legal clamp. And it's all very interesting, isn't it?
Sinister stuff. Mm-hmm. So despite the fact that these kids were ripped apart and it had huge implications for their lives, it was only by accident that they found each other. There were other sets of twins also involved in this experiment. You know, other groups started coming forward and discovering, and there may be more, but we don't really know because, as you said, Tracy, the results were never fully revealed. However, there is one piece of work that Peter B. Neubauer published, which is called Nature's Thumbprint, The New Genetics of Personality, and that does include some discussion about the experiment. It appears that because at this time when it was reaching its conclusions, it became apparent that Joseph Mengele had conducted some experiments on twins some during the Nazi years.
In the camps and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They were quite sinister, very, like, people died and it was just horrendous. Obviously, the thought of similar experiments where triplets had been separated at birth and were obviously showing mental illness and anxiety as a result, or maybe they don't know if it's as a result or because they were knowingly picked.
They were traumatized as babies indeed. And separated.
Yeah. There's huge ethical implications to the study, which might be the reason why perhaps the results were never published also. Mm.
Because they cried and because they were so used to being together.
There's this one woman and she was talking about how, imagine the warmth of always having like two other bodies with you in the cot and how cold it would be to suddenly be there on your own. And I just, that kicked me in the teeth. I was not able. I mean,
my mum had twins, so my brother and sister are fraternal twins. And when they were babies, if something happened to one, the other one would cry and vice versa. If one had measles, you know, the other obviously would catch it because they're together. But if they had symptoms, it would often transfer to the other. It's very funny. And if one was in hospital, the other one would be sick at home and cry. And, you know, so there is obviously a bond that twins share, having grown in the womb together, and triplets.
Yeah.
So separating them at all is very cruel. And
for
then separating
what?
Them for
know?
What? Yeah, there was never,
yeah.
There's no explanation.
I don't know. The whole thing I felt was very cruel, actually. That's the word, cruel. But to follow these really happy kind of teenage boys and everyone following their success. They were successful businessmen. They had a restaurant called The Triplets. It was a New York steakhouse, which was very successful for many years, but ultimately ended when, unfortunately, Eddie completed suicide in 95, leaving the other two brothers, Bobby and David, completely devastated. And it was at that point, only at that point, that I realised that we hadn't seen Eddie as an older man.
Yes, I know.
And that's just testament to the way it's edited and the way you're kind of constantly looking.
Yeah, it's so good. I thought he hadn't taken part.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he just didn't give permission. You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
But no, it was not good.
Lisa Wise, though, does bear a responsibility, in my opinion, as
well. Oh, absolutely.
Because she was interviewed saying the general rule of thumb is the best practice is to tell the parents as little as possible. But these triplets did go and they found their mother and, you know, I mean, they found her and they had a chat with her or whatever, but it didn't really form into a relationship. And they each individually had very interesting relationships with the parents that they had been adopted into, and the different kind of parenting skills, which they think might have formed part of the study. But
we
never know.
But this is it. And it's important to say that they weren't just separated and set with different families and then checked in on 20 years later. They were studied.
Yeah.
They came and visited them at their home and got them to do tests and monitored the results for whatever reason, and study them all. And they all had another sibling.
An older sibling that was from the same adoption agency.
Yeah, it was very... because there are no answers, so much is left up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, and just to see their faces now and how it's changed from the happy-go-lucky kind of trio that were... that you know, it was like they were even marketing themselves that we could fit into any sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they actually did appear in Who's That Girl, where they kind of... you know,
and Desperately Seeking Susan, did they?
Was it Desperately Seeking Susan? I'm sorry.
Where they were on the corner and Madonna
Madonna walked by and they all kind of synchronized movement looked over.
Yeah, they were definitely like minor celebrities.
Yeah, yeah. And they were hugely famous for their restaurant. You know, they were a big, big deal. They were happy with being this like a spectacle, something to behold or whatever. But now, when you see them now, they still don't have answers. Bobby and David still don't know what the real truth behind it was. As much older men, you know, it's very hard to follow, because you just genuinely fall in love with them as the young kids. Like, they're just lovely, you know. There's also another twin set there, two daughters, and they had a similar story. So it's very, you know, these aren't the only people that are affected. There was a few different twin sets that were affected also.
Yeah, lots. And they also interviewed the doctor's assistant.
Yeah,
they?
she was amazing.
She was interesting.
Yeah, very,
very clinical though.
Yeah, but you know, really kind of forward thinking in one way. And I think, you know, there was a note of regret about her involvement in it.
I didn't get any regret from her. I thought she was quite clinical, and rightly so, that's her position.
Yeah.
So she was approaching it scientifically.
Maybe I was projecting it on her.
Maybe. no, I thought she was... which she, you know, no, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That was her job. And, you know, that's how she was supposed to approach it. So why should she feign anything but... But it's a pity that she didn't even know, or she wasn't saying exactly what this study was supposed to be for.
Yeah, and another doctor that worked on the study, you know, again, either wasn't saying or didn't know the entirety of what it was about, but felt that it was something got to do with the parenting skills. I don't know. Overall, it's a must watch.
It's a must watch. I mean, what a crazy documentary.
Yeah.
And there are at least, I would say, three at least points where you go, oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
you see, that's
great.
One of the reviews was, oh, my God. Like, that was it. They got some great reviews.
Oh, no, my funniest title was something like, holy expletive, I cannot believe that this redacted. Now, look, it's not mind-blowing like Abducted in Plain Sight. It's not that kind of, it's more of a, you know, it's as sinister as that though. You
it's
know,
a it's, crazy
it's,
story.
Yeah, it's a really crazy story.
And it's all true.
Yeah, all of them are. Mm-hmm. So what do you think if you like this one?
You'd love The Imposter.
Oh yeah, The Imposter. That's a good call. Yeah, we actually have another episode on The Imposter if you want to check that out.
We do, and you gotta watch it.
The 2007 memoir Identical Stranger by Elsie Shein and Paula Bergstein, and they were another twin set that were impacted by the Neubauer twin experiment. There's also a 2017 documentary called The Twinning Reaction. There is a very interesting documentary called Who Are the D-Bots and Where Did They Get 19 Kids? Mm-hmm. Which is a documentary from 1977, which is actually, if you can find it, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I actually said the 2012 documentary, The Dark Matter of Love, which is about kind of trying to make an emotional connection to kids who have been adopted.
And you know what would be interesting as well might be The Wolf Pack.
Yeah. Ooh. We always seem to
we didn't do that yet.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. We always seem to be recommending The Wolf Pack.
I know.
We should probably do it. Tune in next week.
So three identical strangers. It's a doc that rocks.
Yay, absolutely a doc that rocks. All right, that's
us. That it from us for this week?
That's it for us for this week.
Well, I'm Tracy Ferguson.
And I'm Sherita Darcy.
Goodbye.
See you.